On this Out of Control episode of Candy Teeth Radio, Jeremy and Jeff spend time surfing the intense, vulgar, and roughly funny imaginations of tattooist Justin Winter and his wife and taxidermist Michelle Winter. The couple introduces Jeremy to a talcon of Red Bull, and the insanity begins. Topics discussed included: dick pics that were never taken. Siri explains the myth of a sexually transmitted disease called the blue waffle. Everyone has fun playing with Jeremy's new rap app. And Jeremy goes through a simulated tattoo consultation American ritual tattoo style. This episode is not for the faint of heart. So sneak your earbuds in and don't tell anybody you're listening. And be sure to wash your ears out when you get home. Until next time, stay alive.
Is going to be very exciting.
Yes, it is.
How are we recording?
We are recording.
Shit just got boring.
The music left.
Oh, no, because I was like, oh, shit, now recording. We can't see it.
Oh, no, it's good. But yeah. The thing is, though, it's not going to be boring.
Let's just cue up the correct music.
Because I'm going to sip up on this Red Bull side.
Do you want to stop it and then start
Justin
it again?
Red Bull in.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Red Bull.
La danse des
I drop a deuce in your juice. I don't give a fuck, it's Red Bull or the noose.
Woo!
Energy
that's
is dead.
Oh, no, it is. I just forgot to say it.
Hey, everybody, listen to the Candy Teeth Radio. Hey, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. We're going to be talking to Charlie Sheen about AIDS, cerebral palsy, and what it means to be a poor.
Jeff Wee.
Hi, everybody.
Yay! Then we have Justin and Michelle.
Yeah.
Winter.
DP Winter.
I never met a man I couldn't milk.
Sorry to pause, but there was a reason. Anyways.
Were you to edit that
apparently
out?
We don't do well with form.
Form?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, now we have form. Before it was free of form.
Just pretend like you're on a slideshow.
It's the same thing.
It's still the same.
Yeah.
We're just on a slideshow.
Plus, I edit it, and so everything bad goes out. And then it just sounds like it's awesome.
Okay.
So you work with puppets, and she works with meat puppets.
Meat puppets! Oh, and things are never going to be the same again.
And I work with...
meat puppets. Oh, sorry.
Living meat. Oh, digging into meat.
You just work meat. Jeff is a meat worker.
I work the meat.
I work at the meat.
What I do is I just work the meat.
See, what Jeff does, and I don't know, this isn't my podcast, and I don't know anything about you at all. I didn't even Google you. I'll admit that. But what I do know about you is that when you strut, when you move, you're moving your meat, you're working it, you're working the meat, you're a meat worker. I like that about you.
Thank you.
Oh, no,
I'm glad that somebody finally noticed.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot of people don't notice.
Can I sit closer?
Chair's got wheels.
Squeak on over to my side.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I noticed.
Chair's got wheels, baby.
So you guys run the, what's the name? No, you. What's your name? Oh. Your part.
Are we talking about the shop or the, like the prostitution room?
Yeah. Yeah. The wait for the prostitution.
Wondercommer.
Wondercommer. Oh. Well, I mean, well, how'd you just say? Say with some accent. Wunderkammer. That was good. Yeah.
Wunderkammer.
The Chamber of Wonders.
Ooh, see, that's way.
And I'm a Winkler.
And you're a what?
I'm a Winkler.
Ooh. You're in the shop. You just did it.
She's Winkler all day.
All day long, I'm Winkler. You're not like a son of Winkler.
Okay. I want to get this out of the way right off the bat.
Yes.
Because I know it's the big black female elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I am transracial and gender.
Because you identify as...
I identify as a black woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not going to say which one. I identify as Adele, but as a black Adele.
Okay.
Jeremy, can I do that?
Yeah.
As a black Adele?
Well, because on the board, on the committee here, you're clearly the race relations, public relations, human resource administrator.
That's what they hired me for.
Can I identify as a black woman that identifies as Adele as a black man?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was fucking milking myself on the beach like a normal Monday, right? And this fucking guy comes up to me, he fucking kicks a taco in my general direction. You know how I am. About that. I have a meat substitute issue. It's got to be pure. This fucking clearly ungrass-fed beef taco was just hurtling in my direction. I had sand in my ass. I'm feeling silly, chapped, chafed, all of the above. So I grab my knees and I just lift and I just shit. I just shit directly at him and while screaming, fuck your mother, 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 fuck your mother. I kept saying it over and over. It's like it wasn't coming from me. Oh, that was a hard day.
I'm tired.
I got liquor and Red Bull and I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's go.
This is the shit I do while I'm tattooing people. All
right, I have a very exciting thing.
Let's see it.
That I can't
wiggle it.
Can't
wiggle
hold
it
back.
At me.
I can't.
You put a little hat on it back. In the morning.
In the morning, that's super glued on. I got this app that just makes rap songs out of anything you say.
What? Cool. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
showing him
I
right
know.
Now. I'm showing him right now.
Life?
So I'm just going to put some of these random ones because I've made 6 million.
Did you say 6 million?
6 million. Six million. Those are albums. That's not even songs.
That's albums?
Check it out.
That's insane.
Mm. Let me see. What do we do?
You just say whatever. Like you can say.
Just hit record and fuck
it
up?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're on it now. I'm gonna piss a poodle out of my whole dick hole.
Ow.
I take a shit on a camel, and I get my back row. Okay, I got fat rolls coming out of my back hose. I don't understand what I'm doing. I can never see my own toes. Done, bitch.
Pussy. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's what I'm talking about. I was trying to get you guys to come here today, and I was going to see if you wanted to invest
in one of my
6 million albums.
This is really just a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, for sure.
This is all up front.
This is all out.
Hey, start a boy.
All you have to do is sit through this seminar, and then you can stay at the condo for a free
week. If you pay, you get different beats. Most of my time and all my energy. Wait a minute, let's start again. Yep, let's fake it till we make it. In other words, pre-pretend, and everything fits. It's real life right there. It's just real life.
Everything fits, dude.
Everything fits. Everything fits.
You never realize that you laugh annoyingly like Seth Rogen until you're aware that you're being recorded.
Mine, this whole podcast is just me laughing the whole time. Every time.
It's fucking surreal as shit listening to yourself, isn't it? Yeah, dude. I'll make little, like, even in the little videos of our tattoos I do.
Yeah.
And I have to comment.
Yeah, you have to say, like, something.
This is a thing that's in front of you.
And now he's Stardust.
Yeah.
Now he's Stardust.
But then I hear myself later and I'm like, fuck, dude, I wouldn't get a tattoo from me.
Just listen to that guy.
Like, dude, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Tattoo, like, guy, shut
what
up.
Are you, like, some fucking stone Tom Waits?
How long have you been doing? How long have you been doing tattoos?
4 years.
Are you serious?
4 years, mm-hmm. Man.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
not really. Good.
It is crazy to do something over and over and expect different results. But since I've gotten different results, I feel like I've just been practicing for 4 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And steady could have
And that's
made,
all anybody's ever it, doing.
Yeah, that's
dude,
what you
life
should be doing.
Is so deep.
What is that?
Yeah.
You're never and doing the thing you're doing. You're just practicing doing it.
What'd you say?
That makes...
You never do what you're doing unless you're practicing doing
no,
it.
No, you're never doing actually doing what you're doing. You're just practicing doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Yeah, getting ready.
I know.
Because the last time you do it, that's when
awesome.
You actually
that's
did.
That's what it's for.
Because, like, when you die, everything you did last was the best. That was it. That was the penultimate.
That was the end.
Mm-hmm. And
that was the judgment.
And that
you got a beard worm?
Brings us around to the subject of doom.
Doom.
And otters.
Like the video game Doom?
No. No, like
the ultimate doom.
The impending feeling of mortality. And
the impending feeling of mortality.
Mortality.
Doom.
Doom. And otters.
Doom.
And otters should be first.
Doom.
I think otters should be first.
Doom.
Doom.
Doom. Doom.
The impending feeling of mortality.
The impending feeling of mortality.
The impending feeling of mortality.
And otters. I think otters should be first.
The impending feeling of mortality.
And otters.
And otters. Dude, save it. Save
no,
that
all day.
Shit.
Save them all. See?
Will you Snapchat that to me?
Yeah, hold up. Hold up, stay still.
You know what? That song, it it's actually so reminds me of a dick pic I never took once.
Whoa, I have a bunch of those.
Whoa. Uh-huh. That went from the opposite. So why do you have lots of dick? Do you really
no.
have lots of dick?
I don't keep them. No.
That's what we never took.
No, I
never
took.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The same thing.
So we're on the same page.
Yeah,
we both
same
have,
pile, same dick pile.
We both
same
have
blank
zero
page
dick pics.
Zero
yes.
dick pics
same.
On it.
Okay.
I'm lying.
Why do we even have that page? Is that page waiting for dick pics?
I mean, that's up to you, I guess.
Don't turn the page, man. You don't want to see what's next.
You want to see that?
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know if I'm picturing so many things.
Yeah. The tree of dicks.
There's bowls of dicks, buckets of dicks, 5 gallon bucket of dicks.
So, Jeremy, how long?
There's your tattoo right there.
It's there disgusting.
It is. I get a dump truck full of dicks.
Damn. You know how many fucking dicks in the dump truck?
Dude, 5 gallon. I'll figure it out. Hold on.
I want to fucking. I do not want to be the guy that works that carnival stand. All right, guess how many dicks are in the dump truck?
Oh, it smells horrible.
We'll announce your name at the end of the day. Whoever's closest.
Yeah.
Do you wanna this podcast to go on a smoke break together?
Never has.
Never has?
It's probably a good time.
All right.
Dude, there's a good first.
I understand that.
Truth is perception, and perception is reality.
Yeah, I'm never paying my student loans either.
Ever.
Boo, what you know, what you got? Got the Red Bull, fucking with it all night long. Man, I stay cool, stay hot,
staying hot, Stan.
You know what? Fuck staying hot, fuck staying in anything. I'm just staying, because I don't have my own apartment.
I'm going to stay.
I'm just staying. Fuck you. Yeah, I live here now. What you gonna do? Seriously, I need the key to the laundry room.
Let's go in the elevator.
Let's go.
Oh. I'm fucking terrified of elevators.
We're gonna do it. Ready?
Gas is gonna come out of here. I guarantee it. Gas is gonna come out of here.
The panel's gonna open and a spy is gonna jump out.
We're gonna wake up tied to a chair. I'm kind of tired. I don't know if I want to. I love sipping on Red Bulls.
Oh my gosh. I expect you to just like lay on the ground and start kicking yourself in a circle.
I bet you were a fucking crazy kid.
Yeah.
Like a little kid. Yep. You were bad shit.
Yep. That was the story.
You know what?
That was the story.
No, I bet the rest of us were all very
calm. Like wall to wall.
I was.
I
could sympathize and say, I bet your whole life you've been pretty much bad shit.
It's just getting to where it's cool.
Yeah. You like your job, you fucking wake up and clip a tie. You can't even tie a tie.
You can't even tie a tie. Tell the truth.
No. Tell the truth. Go
I
to.
I can't.
So much truth telling.
Go to.
My wife clips it. Shut up.
Fucking judge can tell if that's tied or clipped, bitch. That's the difference between time served or time to be served. Learn how to tie a tie. There's a difference. I don't know what I'm
tell him, baby.
Tell him, baby.
Fuck yeah. That's my woman. Got my back.
Yeah.
You fucking Muslim, there's an adulteress on the outside of your business. Do what now? Break your business or break your Allah? Okay? Make your choice. Are you Christian? Are you with us or against us?
This time is now.
We stand united.
What side of the wall are you on?
Okay, I think it's
Whoa, shit.
Now it's on.
Now the
crazy. Why'd you write that in fucking red
now
spray paint?
Now the bag rating is fucking.
All right, we gotta get out of here. This is a different podcast today. We're doing a different podcast. We're on traveling. This is a freestyle. I'm running the elevator, man. Fuck you guys. I'm out. Nice, Jeff. Jeff's in here too. We got it.
We're in this podcast, dude. We're in this podcast with these weirdos. We don't know how to get out. We need help. Somebody call for help. All right.
Email us now.
When I was listening to Prince.
And he said masturbating with a magazine, and I'm the only one that thought he really meant masturbating with a magazine.
I thought he just meant looking at it.
He did mean that.
Okay.
But me being a young adolescent with a penis in a hand.
And brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
I was like, ooh. Prince
at
least said.
Experimental.
You had a very
Prince said,
high sexual IQ.
Roll that fucker up tight.
Dude.
Does not work. Paper cuts. It gets weird. I'm just going to tell you. That's why.
I imagine that
the slick pages are much better. I mean, you don't want
to,
like,
that's why you have to soak it overnight.
Oh, in warm water. So, you get all these dead animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
From people? Like, people call you and they're like, I have a dead animal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how did that start, though? From the shop? Just from having the shop?
Yeah,
named
yeah.
Next to that in the phone book.
Yeah.
People get excited about making people excited about things.
Yeah.
And I get excited about things, so they like,
Yeah.
You know.
Like people bringing
dropping,
me.
Yeah. So.
People bring me stuff all the time.
I have, he has a client that's a gynecologist.
She brings you vaginas?
He's a gynecological surgeon. And he
cuts them out and takes them to the damn shop?
I've tried so hard. No.
He brought us a practice uterus.
Yeah, he did.
Practice.
It's all sewed up and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like they mess with it? They played with
it's
it?
The one I was
they
the one
dude, they're like $2,000 a fucking piece for a rubber fake
for $2,000, I thought people would fuck that uterus. I was like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tape that fucker to it. Table.
Oh, dude. Right.
Baby. It's you didn't think about it in the very fucking first thing I thought. I mean, my God.
Jesus Christ. Why?
You would have taped.
On the last podcast.
I'm not as dirty as my wife. My wife instantly thinks about fucking a rubber
uterus.
That's
because girls are better, I said.
Girls are better.
Girls are better.
That's it. Yay. I'm with a group of smart men.
Smart enough.
Smart enough.
Clearly better.
Smart enough to know how to get laid. I ain't gonna get laid talking about women are dumb.
That's right.
I'm smart.
My mama told me, listen, baby, you just tell them they're better and agree. Say, yes, baby. Everything will be fine.
Yes, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. I can't do it. It sucks. I can't do it.
Well, that's what we were supposed to used to do. Wait, that did not begin.
I know, it's switching.
That's what we used to.
It's switching.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's switching. Yeah. To where the guys
go
back to the girls.
The power is with the pussy.
That's, well, yeah.
I mean, I didn't make it so. Yeah.
That's it. Power. I was getting ready to argue. And then
you're like, no.
Nope.
Nothing in the gas tank.
I mean,
advertising.
Yeah.
That one.
Dude, this whole little studio you got going on here, man.
Yeah.
Everything you've made is because somewhere in your brain you want to fuck.
Yeah.
Dude, everything that's ever been
primal.
Is because people want to fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally
venting
agree with that.
Frustrations or...
This studio
making
is
yourself
full.
More attractive. To the pussy.
This studio is...
See, I'm an artist. Have you noticed that I'm an artist? I tattoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it's like it. I get hot when he draws. I'm like... It's...
It gets frustrating because, like, I'm all concentrating,
I'm
high, right? And I'm, like, in my zone, I'm fucking, like...
Going.
In the strange world of lines and fucking contrast.
I'm not licking his toes.
Kissing my neck and shit. And I'm like,
you know, this is
worlds colliding, it's not right! And then you don't want to be like, hey, wife,
that's okay,
you're being all sweet and loving,
time.
Get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
I'm in my fucking zone.
After a time.
I'm communicating with the universe. Why are you kissing my neck?
Get off me, siren!
But it's that shit that when you're fucking dead, or like, you know, down the road, that's the shit you miss. And you look back on and you love and you appreciate is the moments when you were drawn and you're getting your neck kissed.
Yeah.
Right, for sure.
I'm not trying to break you away.
No.
I'm just letting you know I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need the temptation of Japanese vodka. That just sounds way too much like something I haven't
done
yet.
That sounds way too much like rice wine.
I haven't done that in my life, and I really feel like I should do everything once, but I don't want to do that once ever.
Right. Did you already drink? Did you already drink?
Today?
No, in your life.
Oh, lots.
Oh.
That's what I meant. Like, are you already
ever?
Are you already done?
More than
or
all
like,
the people.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's what I thought.
That's Russia.
We don't drink anymore because we do it really well.
Russia's a bitch.
We didn't want to make everyone else look bad.
Yeah.
When it comes to fucking living the soul.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's deep arcs and veins throbbing in the cock of my heart that... have nostalgia for the dark terror that is alcohol.
Yeah.
But that is truly all that it is just a fucking demon sitting in a coffin.
Just waiting. Still alive, but...
necromancer to come along.
Yeah.
Level up.
Dig him up.
Fucking ruin the world.
Yeah.
Shitheads. Fuck you, legal booze.
No, I like your whole style, though, of tattooing. Sorry, I'm switching.
Oh, go ahead, do it.
The style of you, because you mostly do it, it's like freestyle. The people come to you,
yeah,
and then they're like, I have this idea most of the time, or no?
Generally, do you want to do like a fucking consultation with me right now?
Yeah, yeah,
people can see
it,
yes,
because I could tell you,
So I come to the
do you have an idea?
American Ritual Tattoo, yes.
Hold on, can he be Drew Carey and I be Ryan Stiles?
I don't know who Ryan Stiles is, but I think so.
Sure.
I think it's okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
We're going to do a Who's Line.
I'm doing the British one.
You're the tall dude. I love the tall dude.
Okay, cool.
So what do I do? Do I work at the tattoo shop or am I with him?
You can be me.
You're the host of the show.
Oh, I'm Drew Carey. That's right.
Oh.
Okay.
Put on some weight.
Step up to the
Put on some weight and then get rid of it.
All right.
Price is right.
It's going to take me a minute to stand up because I'm so
Do something weird.
Post the price is right.
Hang on. I got to do a buzz cut back here.
Okay.
All right.
Is this, wait, Family Feud?
YouTube?
Is this
what we're doing? Price is right.
We're playing a game called I Want to Get a Tattoo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm. All right.
Okay,
so great. Game on.
Jeremy, you're going to be the customer who comes in.
Right. Got it.
You will be the guy that works at the tattoo shop.
Oh, big fucking surprise.
Ryan Stiles.
Why do you always stereotype me, the tattoo artist, to be the guy that works at the tattoo shop?
Because I'm
like, man, I quit. I'm going to go fucking write for SNL again.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Do you want to finish this skit?
First? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right, cool. I got to get paid.
Yeah.
He's got to fulfill his contract.
All right.
Yeah.
This guy.
Okay, so you're the tattoo artist.
At least.
He's coming in. He's not sure what he wants, and he doesn't have a drawing or anything else. So
I have a drawing. I know what I want.
You do?
Oh, wait. You're the boss. Wait,
you don't have a drawing.
I don't have a drawing, and I don't know what I want, but I got a lot of skin. And I'm here for you.
All right, go.
Okay.
Hey, tattoo guy.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm Justin. What's your name?
I'm Jeremy, and I want a tattoo.
Jeremy, you are clearly 12 years old. Get the fuck out of my shop.
Wah, wah, wah.
Why do we keep coming here? I'm lonely. Here's how it really goes down.
Okay.
So, but for real, Jeremy, have you been thinking of a tattoo lately?
Yeah.
What have you been thinking of?
It's Mike Tyson, and he's in, like, a toga.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I thought of this for years.
Okay.
And after...
Are you thinking chest piece?
After I saw the documentary, it's on my back.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Back piece, that's right.
And so he has his left hand up, right? Mm-hmm. And he's looking towards the, like, Jesus sun is coming through the clouds, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
With the rays.
God fingers.
Yes, yeah. God fingers.
That's nice. It. Yeah.
And then there's silhouetted in the background is just flocks of pigeons, right?
Mm-hmm.
All around. And there's a couple up close that you can see the detail on.
Okay. Is Tyson, is he fuzzy? Or is he in focus?
No, he's in focus. He's okay. The main. He's okay, like the whole thing.
He's the shit.
Yeah, he's the angel. He's the archangel is what this picture is.
Oh, the archangel.
Yeah.
All right.
And so the pigeons are in the background. He's here and he just has scars and just...
He's war torn.
Cut, yeah, from just the stuff battle. He's had to go through. Yeah.
So you got
an
ear like
so
that
you really on? So this piece. In what way do you really relate to Mike Tyson in this image? Like, what are you trying to convey with this? What are you trying to tell the world?
I'll fuck you till you love me, bitch.
Ha! Fuck you till you love me.
Fuck you till you love me. Fuck you till you love me.
I'll make fuck you till you fuck you till you love everybody, bitch.
Okay.
You guys see?
I love it as a back piece.
Yeah.
I think that maybe the piece could be condensed a little more. If you're wanting, you know, all that going on, you don't want to put 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
Ooh.
So let's try and focus on Mike Tyson as the Archangel.
Right.
And maybe... slow it down with the doves in the background.
Turn down the volume on everything else.
Yeah, maybe simplify the background a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or have one dove if there's...
They're pigeons.
Oh, pigeons.
Sorry.
Okay, so you're going for like street pigeons, like New York style. See,
like a statue?
Flying rats.
Flying rats.
Maybe he's holding one.
What if, yeah.
Oh,
maybe a pigeon
that's
on?
What's in his hand.
Yeah.
Or it could be on his shoulder.
Yeah. Or, I like it with just one.
Yeah.
Maybe he's holding
If it's a battle pigeon, he could be riding a saddled up pigeon.
Uh-oh.
And because of your skin tone, we can totally do color.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Tyson riding a pigeon to battle could be epic. And then you frame it in with... the kind of an archway, like he's coming out of or going into heaven.
Yes.
Or you could have it like he's flying towards heaven and have him coming out of flames and
that says it all right there.
Yeah.
That says it all right there, because that's what he comes from.
Okay.
You know, and that's what he fought through to get to where he's at.
You know, I don't know if
Mike Tyson, not
if
me.
You're married to the back, but that's a piece that could definitely communicate well with the arm.
Oh,
your
upper
nature.
Arm.
Yeah.
Elbow to shoulder. You know, when you're deciding on the location of a tattoo,
yeah,
you want it to flatter the body part. So you want it to wear well, and you got to think of your body as broken up into individual canvases.
Yeah.
So that move, and they all have flow to them, you know?
Right.
So what I would like to do is, sanitize you.
Yeah.
Booze up your skin a bit, and then take some Sharpies to you, and we'll do a mock-up and see what the best position would be for the pigeon and Mike Tyson and the flames, to where it's going to have movement and flatter your body.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm ready to do it tomorrow.
So free of charge, take your fucking shirt off. Let's booze you up and come on you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Nice nips.
Thanks.
And,
they're so big.
You know,
the hair is
so blah blah blah. I draw it on you,
yeah,
and you go, yeah, I like that, or I don't like that. You want to move that around? Cool. Then I would take a piece of tracing paper, put it over your arm, trace the general areas,
right,
and get our dimensions right, and I would do a drawing based off of that to get the concept. I would not do a completed piece. I would
it's
have
loose.
You put down $50 deposit. Goes towards the cost of your tattoo. I charge by the session or by the piece, not by the hour.
Yeah.
Because I don't like having a clock over my shoulder, and I'm sure you don't either when you're...
I know.
When you're fucking plumber sitting there smoking a cigarette in the back, you're paying $50 an hour. It's fucking batshit. So what we're going to do is the day of, if you would like a full day appointment and you just want to knock it all out in one session, we'll do $550. That's going to be anywhere from 5 to 10 hours of time together.
Yeah.
You're going to come in at 12:30. We're going to hang out until we get the design just right, because the day of, you may have changed your mind about something. You may want something particular in there, or you may not want that at all anymore.
Yeah.
So we're going to draw together the day of, go over reference pictures, make sure everything's square, and I want to read your face, and I want to know that you're fucking in love.
That you're stoked,
with what
yeah.
We're about to do.
Texting, man.
Forever.
Texting is tattoo's enemy.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah,
because
everybody
not there.
Wants to text, and you can't read inflection. You can't read whether people actually in...
I want to
or see their excitement.
Voice.
Or he sees lights in
yeah,
eyes and certain things, you know, that they don't even know they want.
Reading
you
real
know?
People,
yeah.
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 That's it.
Yeah. Because I'm
pulling
you,
our stories.
You could be like, yeah, I love Mike Tyson. Then I'd be like, yeah, but what about Mike Tyson? And and you're like,
wait a minute.
Really nothing. I just kind of like the idea.
I just saw that documentary and I
yeah.
thought it'd be neat.
So who are you, Jeremy? What fucking drives you, man? What gets you going? What gets you fucking hyped and passionate every day?
Just sitting in this room and making stuff.
What materials get you going, first and foremost? Like, if you see a raw form of whatever, you're ready to go.
What's
at.
Your clay?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your clay?
Well, that's like,
clay,
pencil.
Yeah.
Now it's like, it's mostly, my whole life it was like drawing, so it was pencils and paper and whatever. But since it turned into the puppets and like 3D stuff and like reusing old stuff, it's turned into that where like going to the bins, the Goodwill bins, seeing what stuff I can... like
yeah,
Frankenstein.
Big stuff off the top so you can see the little stuff
yeah.
on the bottom.
Yep.
Dude, everybody else
okay.
is like looking at big stuff.
But
I'm like moving the big stuff.
Well,
it's in the cracks.
I like the Mike Tyson piece, but maybe if we throw that on the back burner.
Yeah.
And we could talk about doing an assemblage piece on your arm or your chest or your back or any body part that you want. Based on some of your favorite objects,
yeah.
or we can create
yeah.
something that
you
might not. Let's create a whole
this
new
is fake,
thing.
And I just did it for real. I just lit up for real.
yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
This
That's
is
better.
Fake. This is fucking real.
Yeah,
we're,
I know.
We're having a real consultation.
Yep.
This is, I mean, this is how I have consultations with all my clients.
Yeah. Right.
So
it's awesome.
Like, your arm could be an assemblage of some of your favorite objects, or we can create a new piece of art based on any... you can give me any combination of objects and say, I want that to turn into a fucking triceratops. And yeah. I'll be like, bam, let's
what
do it.
What about a puppet Mike Tyson?
Yeah, see,
yeah, that's
with the Mike Tyson. With the things, so
on
he's
a
got
fucking
his little fucking
puppet pigeon.
He's got little crazy.
He's got the puppet pigeon.
Yeah, yeah.
The perfect little boxing
you know
gloves,
what?
You know?
We can actually
maybe even
make. We can make the puppets, make the Mike Tyson puppet, make the pigeon mm-hmm. in real life,
take
a
picture.
Of that,
bring them there.
Turn
fuck
that,
they're
into
small.
A tattoo.
Just set them right in front of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we can set that inside of an arched frame with red curtains pulled to the side and create a backdrop so that you have a theatrical piece on your arm with your fucking puppet Mike Tyson on a motherfucking battle pigeon.
That's it! Let's do this!
That's a bat piece.
I think we could do this over the course of 3 to 4 sessions. I would say, depending on how long you sit, we can work with your budget. You know, whatever you can realistically afford per month or every few months, just to make sure we're getting some headway on it and you can actually commit to it financially securely. We could do, if you can run like 150 to 300 per session, then we could work it like that and you would get anywhere from 3 to 6 hours per session invested into it.
Unless he's particularly driven, at which point he'll go for like 10 hours and still charge you the same because it's his piece and he gets like you.
And
yeah, he wants to get it done. Yeah.
It. And I'm a man of my word. So if I give you a fucking price, I'm not going to like do 5 extra hours just because I wanted to fucking do it. And be like, oh yeah, by the way, motherfucker.
Yeah.
$1,000 extra.
This happens a lot.
The fucking meter's running, son. it's still going to be 300 if I get fucking high and go and tattoo you for 6 hours longer than I said I would.
Yeah.
So that's how I would work that.
That's
if you want to knock that out in one session, on if you want to do that as an
just
arm
be like,
piece,
yeah.
I would say $550 for the day. And
that's how much you just charge for a day.
And yeah.
And what
I do is, during breaks or when it looks like the tissue is starting to become a little inflamed, I'll witch hazel, and I'll ice you down.
Yeah.
And it helps Blows keep the off? Swelling down.
Oh. The reason I'm saying no is because, unbelievably, and I don't even know how
most
this happened,
people in the tattoo industry don't do this.
They don't.
And it's ridiculous.
And it's completely illogical, and yet it makes the healing process go faster. It also helps numbs you up. I mean, you can go a little longer.
Why are you trying to stop him from saying it then?
Because nobody does it.
It's it's like a
thing.
Cool part.
Man,
yeah, I get
man,
it.
Fuck all that secret business.
What?
Tattoo industry is clouded in secrecy, and I think that it should be as far as actual application technique and like making your own inks, making your own needles,
machine,
shit like that. Keep that to your chest. But when it comes to aftercare and sanitation, we need to be
public
and open as possible. If there is new shit, you fucking use it if it works. Some shit works, use it.
There's something to be said for tradition, but there's also something to be said for technology.
There's not a fucking 10-pound fucking brick phone sitting in the middle of your fucking BMW.
I believe in tradition. Fuck sewage.
Yeah.
I like a shit in a ditch.
I just throw my poop out the window every morning, just like my grandfather's grandfather. No, dude. Little metal handle. Hit it. Fucking put ice on your tattoo. You know why? Because it's inflamed tissue and it fucking hurts.
Do you
know
why
what feels
it hurts?
Good?
Because it's inflamed.
Ice. Yeah.
Fucking naproxen sodium. Aleve. Take some of that. It keeps the swelling down. Relax. Make sure you got a day or two off after you're getting a big tattoo. You don't want to be fucking moving around. Every time you move your arm, every time you move your side.
Don't twist it.
You're
messing up that wet paint.
You got hundreds of thousands of puncture wounds, and every time you move your body, you're opening that wound. So you're not going to heal up clean if you plan on having high activity after getting any kind of tattoo work. So don't be a silly bitch. Don't spend a shitload of money just to fucking throw it away. And then you're going to go talk shit on the tattoo artist, blame him, and say, oh, well, he did this or that. When you
this dirty motherfucker
fucking handle your shit. Yeah. Take care of your shit.
You
it's
leave
an
the tattoo shop, go to the bar, get drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, thins your blood. It makes you bleed out. And then roll around with some strange chick you just met at the bar, fucking on her nasty ass sheets with her
cat.
Yeah,
she's on her period, and you're
she's
fucking.
Oh,
so
she's got the
gonorrhea
syphilis,
you don't
fucking
give a
whatever.
Fuck.
He didn't know.
And you're rolling
in it. I'll put it on my nuts, I think.
Yeah.
Like that Dr. Brewer soap, the peppermint one.
Don't wash your junk.
Don't
with
put
it.
That on your butthole.
Put it on your balls.
Ooh. Yeah, dude.
Just put that on your balls.
Put that on
dude.
Your butthole and just go inside you.
Yeah. Did we're in a different place now. Mm-hmm. Let's just announce that.
Red Bullet.
Red Bull and Japanese vodka.
Red Bull and Japanese vodka.
Girl.
Girl.
There's like not like enough the TV. Of people walking backwards into a cloud of smoke.
Oh. You need
see,
to
we need more of that.
If that shit was in real life, like how you left a store.
Or
oh,
should
no,
I say?
Right?
That's like, how the door on the bus should be when you
yeah,
get off the bus.
But
what?
It's illegal because it's smoking indoors.
I want to start going around town and like
25
like,
feet, you could walk almost in and be like, hey!
Yeah,
look out the door!
Okay, let's just
hey, you're not watching me still leave.
Yeah.
The smoke, wait! I got 10 more feet. But so people bring you the dead animals, and then what do you do to them?
Oh. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a 15-year-old boy at heart. It depends. Animal kind of tells me what it wants me to do.
So, like, I saw a video of you doing the alpacas. You guys went to the alpaca, like, farm?
Yeah. Well, we were going to rescue... Wow, I say rescue. I really do think about all of them, like foster children.
You're going to help, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm giving them life.
That's what it felt like.
I have a distinct feeling that... You know how they say energy is neither lost nor dissipates or whatever, you know, the law of conservation, whatever. I don't know. I think part of the energy we leave behind is the way that people remember us, the way people see us.
Mm-hmm.
Their memories. And so keeping something in people's minds, I think, keeps us energy alive.
Yeah.
It sounds naive and like something a kid would say, but no, I mean.
No, I don't think so. What do you think?
That's good.
Yeah, I don't think that sounds like a good word. Because that's what it feels like to me. It feels like, to me, like these get energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, you infuse energy into every creation you make.
Yeah.
And if it's something that's already had its own life, it's already had its own, like...
There's all this
existence,
yeah.
You know? And then you kind of marry your energy with theirs and make this little ball of whirling weirdness. Yeah, so, like, with something as big as the alpacas, though, I do a lot of wet specimens, but they only make jars so big.
Wet specimens means they're inside of the
alcohol.
Formaldehyde?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they're preserved. They're fixed in alcohol, and then they're suspended. No, they're fixed in formalin and suspended in alcohol.
So right when you get it, when you get a dead animal, like when somebody brings you a dead animal, what's the first thing?
It depends on how the shape
is
in.
Yeah, I get it. But if you, okay, let's say it's a perfect specimen.
Okay, let's say it's a perfect squirrel, per se.
Yeah.
Squirrels happen a lot.
Yeah.
Squirrels get hit.
Yeah.
A lot, and they get taken. Like I don't kill anything. Nothing at all.
Wait a minute, disclaimer.
Yeah, I killed some mice once and put them in the shop, but they were assholes. They were.
Well, wait a minute, how'd you kill them?
Oh god, shotgun. Don't make me tell.
How'd you kill them?
Well, we did traps, and then I thought I was gonna be more humane, and I got glue traps. Don't fucking get glue traps.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah,
dude, how is that the humane
that's
way?
That's the
I don't
worst.
Understand. My daughter and I had a I think she scarred forever, like
yeah.
15 minutes of trying to help put a poor little guy out of his misery.
Oh.
Yeah, it was terrible. So don't do that. Glue traps are evil mean.
Oh, the nail in the eye.
Oh,
trick.
The nail in the eye like four times.
Oh!
Oh, my body.
Stabbed it in the brain over and over.
It's not working.
Dude, no, it kept going. And, oh,
well,
I don't want to tell
this. Clearly, person. This mouse deserved to live or had a served a purpose.
Well, after four times, though, it's like I fucking gave him a frontal lobotomy. What was I going to do? Set him free? I mean, so we tried to take him out, and then the trap. Yeah, he can't, and he took his skin off.
Ah!
And I was screaming and crying, and my daughter was screaming and crying, and so the next one, I just flipped him over in the water.
Yeah, drowned
it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It seems like a...
That's how Grandma Ma used to do it.
Yeah. I've heard just throw him in the freezer, but what the fuck?
No, no, that's, that was the next one. Brush? Yeah.
Please.
That was the next one I was going to get to, is that my grandma, she would put him in the freezer in a bag.
I had a friend, and she had...
Yeah. They just go to sleep.
Yeah, they just, I mean, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if somebody dropped you on an iceberg.
Yeah, but it would be like, really, really cold before, though.
But you go to that night time, you're just like, ah, so cold.
Well, I have a friend that got really mad because mice like to eat taxidermy. She's got a bunch of, she's got a huge, awesome collection. And when that's she gross. Caught the mice, she just threw them straight in formaldehyde.
Oh, that's alive? It.
Just drowning in formaldehyde?
They had to pay.
I'm like, damn, that's harsh.
That's gangster.
That's just evil. I'm actually looking for an... simultaneously coming up with a new formula, including formaldehyde, and trying to look for an alternative to formaldehyde. It's highly carcinogenic.
Or like, no, drown them out. I see right when they get done.
They haven't come up with anything yet.
So when you get the alpaca, like on that video, you get the alpaca, and then you trick Justin into carving it up?
Dude, he wants to.
He loves it.
Yeah, he actually likes getting them out and tanning the hides and stuff.
Yeah.
He gets gruesome with it.
Cutting the hearts out. You cut a heart out. You cut out. Hey, have you ever cut an alpaca?
On this out of control episode of Candy Teeth Radio, Jeremy and Jen spend time searching the internet, vulgar, and roughly funny imaginations after two El Justin Whitaker and his wife and pastor of his Michelle.
So, boy, I loved you before you knew I loved you.
And the discussed included.
And that there organ.
Siri explains the myth of a sexually transmitted disease called the blue waffle. Everyone has fun playing with Jeremy's new rap app, and Jeremy goes through a simulated tattoo consultation American ritual tattoo style. This episode is not for the faint of heart, so sneak your earbuds in and don't tell any people and be sure to wash your ears out when you get home until next time. Stay alive.
And them bolts wouldn't come undone.
Baby, are you talking dirty to them like you do to me?
Oh, I just got that PB blaster and I squirted all over you.
All right, so back to the alpaca. With the larger specimens... again, they don't make large jars, so basically with that guy, those guys, we chop their heads off.
Jeff, you're out of your fucking
mind. Scan the bodies
mind.
Out. Yeah, took the hearts. Feet, tan the hide.
Out in the woods.
We contacted the
the correct,
and they helped us dispose of it properly on their property.
Got it. That was smart.
Yeah.
Out yonder ways.
Probably the best way to handle yonder ways.
It's down in the back 40. Down the holler.
But so I saw this alpaca.
Mm-hmm.
And it like I don't know, was it sick or did it get caught in a fence or something?
She said she had been getting hay from a farm that didn't fertilize, which essentially means it's like nutrient free. So the alpaca were just basically eating empty calories,
nothing.
Yeah, it was just fill. I mean, it had no like nutritional value, and so they were like slowly dying. Yeah. And this one was under a year, so essentially what they call that is it failed to thrive.
Oh, and that's why she was so sad.
Yeah,
that's a nice way of saying.
Yeah, we just starved that fucking.
It died. To death.
Yeah.
Her name was Belle. So,
but,
you know that.
Yeah, when
oh,
I
no,
but
you
when
missed
I
out
it.
On years of walking around a pasture and eating grass. Boo hoo.
Well, I'd been out there apparently at least overnight. Man, that thing, it's an alpaca, it's got a fucking fleece.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, long, crazy hair, and it was tangled and matted and dirty and filled with twigs and
but it came out beautiful though.
Oh yeah,
like brand new and soft and like it looks all
beautiful.
Yeah,
that's 8 hours of work.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Seriously, just sitting there brushing and
yeah, the amount of time she spends fucking brushing and using our goddamn conditioner. She uses our fucking hairbrush on.
I do not. I've got a.
Oh, you
want to
do something awesome? Stab a new tattoo with a colored pencil. Mm. Jeff, what do you do, man?
Finally. What do, Jeff?
I make this look good.
You want to have sex with him, but he's dirty.
Yeah, dirty.
Oh, shit, I just confirmed. Oh, no.
Ball.
I just bought it on accident. I just
did
bought a beat
just...
on accident.
Fuck yeah.
I don't have
oh, okay,
no money.
Okay, just a beat.
It's on.
You gotta buy a beat?
I gotta tell my girlfriend that I bought a beat before she can put some money in the bank account. girl, I'm hooked on these beats, girl. Hey, I'm gonna bring this money back to you.
It's an investment.
This is an investment, baby.
My future.
You know what I'm saying?
Our future.
I kicked down $199, girl. Well, all
right. Baby, you my baby.
I got this new beat. Oh, I got this new beat.
It costs $1.99.
$1.99.
Dirty booty booty.
Can I get a couple bucks?
Can you say doghouse?
Can I get a couple bucks?
$2.
$2.
Can I sleep on your couch?
Sleep on your couch. Get sleep in your mouth.
Whoa.
I got this new beat. So dope. Your album's dope.
I just bought some shit on acid.
I got this new beat.
I said mouse
as a euphemism for the vagina, and I don't feel good about it.
Is that a thing?
No, I made it up on the fly. It was freestyle. I really freestyle.
I like it.
I've got a furry brown beaver.
Yeah, but I can see a mouse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With a little nose. Aw. Don't poison that.
Cute.
Why are you going to poison that?
What? I didn't say nothing.
Dude, don't put no glue trap on that. That's fucked up.
Is this an interview?
Oh, this is an interview. So, who's I was not? Wondering, where the fuck did you guys come from?
Our mama. No.
You, wait.
Well, you guys we don't oh, have the weird. Same mom.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. So we are from the South.
We got that.
Honey, I'll represent us, just for the first, for the
basic, you, like, for the real you, questions?
You, for the incest, the potentially incestual right.
did
questions.
You, did you feel that? That was my boot in your ass. Don't tell me I got this, bitch. Well, I'll do what I want.
No, I'm just saying, when it comes us being brother and sister, I don't think we should tell people.
That's just the main part. Yeah. Just let me get this out.
I just got to
I don't think sentence. It's a just good idea.
One tiny little sentence and then we can go.
I said 2020.
Alabama?
I'm not from Alabama.
Where are you from? Tell me where you're from. Tell me your
AKA. Missouri is so much better. You fucking asshole. Look down on me.
Tell me your AKA.
Did I look down on you?
You think just because you're further north, you're better? What?
No. Certainly not.
Yankee?
I was conceived in a trailer park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where shortly after fucking my mother and making me, my father fucked a Marine's wife. Wherein he was chased out of that hold trailer up. Park. After my mom found out, and husband found out with a Bowie knife, and my dad ran off into the desert. He lost a car. He got drunk off a gallon of wine with a strange man.
Wait a minute.
That's reality.
No, this really happened.
Yeah.
I got drunk with a strange man. I wonder if it was the same one.
Was it his dad? That's weird.
No, not his
was
dad.
Was he wearing a dress?
Just a strange man.
I almost got killed by a strange fucking damn near 7 foot tall woo! Mexican transvestite in Las Cruces.
By a dumpster.
That is some shit.
I
traveled across country doing portraits.
Yeah.
And I just so happened to stop in a little bar in Las Cruces because I wanted to see the trailer park where I was conceived. I'm a romantic like that.
Yeah.
And
he's a romantic guy.
I stopped in the bar, got a shot, got a beer, and I had made my whole way across country doing shitty charcoal portraits. I mean, they were good,
yeah.
But you know, whatever. They're going to smudge tomorrow. Yeah. Nobody really gives a fuck. It's on a, whatever. Nobody cares about anything.
It's on a bad guy.
Who cares? You know? Fuck the world. It's all going to burn.
I'm with you.
but this fucking Mexican, I knew enough Spanish to get almost killed, and I told him that I would do his portrait for a donation. And he said, okay. So I drew his portrait, and he said, okay, give me the money. Give me $5.
He said, give him $5?
Yeah, and he wanted $5 for me drawing his portrait. And I tried giving him the portrait, and he gave it back to me and said, give him $5. And then he pulled out a giant knife.
Ooh.
And then shit got real.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then a much smaller Mexican saved me.
Yeah.
And bought us both beers. The guy who wanted to stab me didn't talk to me after that. I was sad. But
was he looking good as a girl?
I went and got a bottle of rum, stuffed it in my dirt-covered sock, and drank it in the mission with a bunch of Mexicans. And I only say they're Mexicans because that's where they were from.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Las Cruces.
Yeah. Crazy.
Similar story. Yeah, as we were making our way across this great wide country, we got to the square states. And then
those ones aren't right.
Yeah. They're all fucked up. Look, if there's no like
feature if it looks of like a
geography
a cage,
that can designate your lines, then you know you suck. You know, we just gotta be square.
Yeah.
But then we got to Wyoming and we were out of money. And we were pretty desperate.
We were always out of money.
Oh yeah. The RV went 45 miles per hour into the wind. We called her a mile a minute mass because the top speed was 60.
Yeah.
But we were going across the plains of Wyoming.
Downhill with the fucking wind.
And the wind was unbelievable. He was so frustrated. We stopped in a little town called Lusk, Wyoming to get a beer.
Yeah.
And we were sitting at the bar at the Silver Dollar. Yeah. And Big Red or Renee chatted us up as we got our drinks and told us we're welcome to spend the night at our house, park our RV outside.
I could do a little tattoo in her house.
Yeah, for her. Somehow, inexplicably, the next thing I remember is we had a tattoo shop.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. We had a tattoo shop.
Opened up a tattoo shop in town.
Yeah. A real tattoo shop. Yeah. It had swinging doors. It had a big American flag. American eagle on the wall. Sorry. And the town had an interesting character is a sheriff slash
coroner slash animal control
guy. He was
slash everything.
Everything.
He was born with no ears.
Was he the pastor? What?
He was a member of the cult church.
No, he was like one of the leaders the cult church.
You cut off your ears when you joined?
No, he was born with no ears.
So he's the chosen one.
Oh, yeah, clearly. He has a little
he only
guys,
hears
you know?
God.
And you would literally like yell at him from across the
don't tell
from
me
one
can't
street
hear
in this town, and he couldn't fucking hear you. And yet he was the coroner and the sheriff and the animal control guy. And one night, Justin had been tattooing late, and he was sleeping on the nice little leather couch we had in the shop. And the guy came in and told him that we were ruining the youth of this town with our tattooage. And that if we didn't get out of town, we might find ourselves in a uranium mine somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I got kicked away to that. Doofaced.
You got kicked away to that?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I got ran out of town by a no-eared sheriff.
Wow.
That's reality.
That's quiet reality.
Belching.
Ah, we're going deep.
I didn't say fisting.
Remember when we didn't look up felching? On an episode before?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do right now.
Yeah?
Not look it up
not
again.
Not look it up.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. That's
you blue waffle. Plan.
It's good. What was that? Blue waffle.
Blue waffle? You don't know what blue waffle is? You really don't? Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be like the videos of people watching Two Girls, One Cup.
No, I'm not going to watch that.
Siri, look up blue waffle.
Oh, there are so many people cringing right now.
Here's some information.
Half of the population
read
is cringing,
it.
The other half is looking it up.
Can you read it for me?
The blue waffle myth is an internet hoax purporting an unknown sexually transmitted disease affecting only women, causing severe infection and blue discoloration to the vagina. The disease has been confirmed as false. According to Dr. Aww. Elizabeth Bosky, the fictitious disease may have started after an image of a gentian violet-stained vaginal yeast infection was circulated and has been used since as a way to police female sexuality.
Whoa. To police female sexuality. Holding us back with the blue waffle.
Thanks, Siri. I didn't know you could read.
Your wish is my command.
Damn.
Wow.
You were so abusive this year.
It's nice
to
be appreciated.
And then he's always wondering how to
Siri, are you a lonely alcoholic with six cats?
Did you hear that?
You know, there's a Chinese saying, rumors are more dangerous than tigers.
Ah.
Are you threatening
what
me?
About lonely tigres?
Are you threatening me?
No comment.
Oh.
what?
Listen, I'm the fucking human. Okay? I'll Let's get that Android. Straight.
I didn't find anything for fucking human. Sorry about that.
That was the best smart-ass remark ever.
No, she does it all the time. Yeah. This is part of our podcast. Is yeah? Fighting with Siri. Yeah.
Fucking Siri.
This is a fucking bitch.
Chilly, you're going to buy an Android.
Now.
See? Maybe I need Cortana to fulfill my needs. She's going to say, can I look
at I'm sorry.
Ah!
Just, she saw
that. Was, she pulled that chick move
okay,
on where she's like,
you're sorry. I'm okay. Sorry.
Everything's fine.
I'm sorry you abused me.
No need to apologize.
What? Did I say sorry?
She switches shit around on you.
Yeah, she just passed
she's evil,
the,
man.
She just passed
everything you've said, she's been done a chick thing and twisted that shit.
When you come back, we'll try to wrap it up. We're getting late, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Nothing. No.
What time is it?
Nothing, Jeff. Don't look
fuck
at your phone.
I got a phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's only one?
Yeah.
But don't say it to Jeff. Man.
Jeff, don't even.
You're still coming down the shop, right?
No.
Man.
You need a Red Bull. Hey, man, you need a Red Bull?
It hadn't been a night if, like, we don't see the commuters arriving in the morning like sheep to slaughter.
From the sheep.
Bah.
Oh, shit, what time do you go to work?
8.
Oh, that sucks.
All right. Oh, man, we gotta wrap it up.
So
come on down to American Ritual Tattoo and Wonder Karma Curiosity Shop. If you don't, well, it ain't no skin off my balls. I'm still going to have a good time, but it'd be better if you were there.
Well, thanks for coming, you guys.
Yeah, we're not cool kids down there, by the way. You don't have to worry about being made fucking listening to bullshit or being looked down on.
You're coming into our home.
What if you don't have a tattoo, though?
If you don't have a tattoo.
And you feel vulnerable.
Then that's awesome. Come in and I'm going to fucking hang out with you and we're going to be friends first because I don't work on people that I don't fucking like.
Oh, that makes sense.
If you piss me off and I piss you off, why? Do you there's not even possibly going to be a good art interaction.
3-4 hours together, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
So let's make sure we speak the same.
Yeah,
language.
If this is abrasive to you, the shot will be.
Plus, you're drawing on my skin.
Yeah.
I would rather that you like me.
Yeah, that's
really sharp things.
Yeah, yeah, I'd rather you like me. I want it to be where you're into it.
Here's the deal. This tattoo, it can be over fast. Or it can take a while. And if you really piss us off, I'm working on human-sized jars.
Uh-oh! Don't get caught up in a jar with no air holes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even with air holes from all the hives.
It doesn't really work out. The Curiosity Shop is located at Freight House...
Where?
Stuff.
Freight House Square?
Freight House.
Just say Freight House.
Just
do Freight House.
The Curiosity Shop is located at Freight House.
440 East 25th Street.
That's right.
Suite number 54.
You heard it.
That's suite number 54.
Motherfucker don't lie.
Under the shadow of the Tacoma Dome.
That's right, baby.
It's the big long green building.
It's just cool to come hang out, man. I mean, come bullshit with us. You know, don't...
Hey, I think we might, for this one, maybe not because we got so much already, but we might just visit.
Yeah.
We'll take a little visit, check it out, talk to you.
Yeah.
Talk to you while you're doing stuff.
I think they probably get a little bit more about
what's going on there.
Yeah.
That's good. We're good. I'm glad you guys came. I'm glad you guys stayed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I came in the back of our truck.
That sucks.
It sucked a lot. It was you,
Larkin.
I listened to your podcast and you made me vomit in the back of my truck.
You make me vomit.
I love you, Larkin. I do, buddy. I'm seriously.
I know. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I like you too, Larkin.
And maybe if Jeremy quits being so snotty, he'll put some of his art in the shop too.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll check with my agent. Anyways, thanks a lot for listening. If you want to check out anything that's going on with the puppets or prints or anything like that, you can go to candyteethcreative.com. And if you want to check out Jeff's music, you can go to Off Model at SoundCloud to hear some of these lovely riffs that are going through right now. Oh, hell yeah. And hey, get on that app. Hey, get on that app.
Hey, stay alive.
Make that app your bitch.
Stay alive.
Jeremy, your language.
I really try to stay on topic here. And yeah. Jeremy, hey, look at me for a second. I'm going to need some fucking professionalism.
Guys, I can't see. And I missed my kidney.
You got blood on your face?
Dude.
How'd you get...
No, edit that out.
Don't edit that shit.